Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Job 9, verse 27, I decided to forget my complaints, to put away my sad face and be cheerful. Let's begin by acknowledging that sometimes life is hard, and some of us had it harder than others. That's why the Bible says there is a time to cry and a time to laugh. But what if you just keep crying about life? How can you reduce the strain and drain produced by negative self-talk? Here are three ways. Number one, cut and paste. Train yourself to recognize negative inner chatter the minute it starts and delete it immediately. If you have to, take a chainsaw to it. If it helps, make a timeout signal with your hands as a physical reminder to yourself. But don't stop there. Replace those negative thoughts with scriptural self-talk. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. That's Proverbs 21:23. Number two, tweak your tone. You know how the doctor says, this may sting a little, as he jabs a needle in your arm. Borrow his technique and reduce big, ugly, scar for life wordage to smaller, unintimidating, blemish terms. Impossible is a brick wall compared to, this may take some work. Wouldn't you rather tackle a project that's challenging rather than unmanageable? Number three, be your own BFF, blessed friend forever. Using your BFF voice, intentionally overdub that negative droning voice inside you. Speak to yourself like you would to your very best friend. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Reboot your mind. Reprogram your thoughts. There's power in God's word. So whatever he says about you, start saying the same thing and watch your life change for the better. On Vision's Word for Today, Speak Positively, Part 2.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.